Tampa City Council today gave their approval for the Iorio administration to go forward on a plan to expand its reclaimed water system to residential and business customers at a cost of $341 million. But the council did not want to address when the plan would become mandatory in South Tampa. Mike Smith is the vice president with CDM, a consulting group that the city paid $135,000 to provide a report on how to expand the reclaimed water system. He said some plans, such as building a wastewater treatment plant in North Tampa, were simply unfeasible.
There's a couple of reasons for that. One is, you'll notice that north, that blue line, the north project line, is significantly lower than the previous one that you saw on a previous graphic. That's because in order to serve one reclaimed water customer, you have to have four sewer customers. So since we're not pumping the water from Howard F. Kern up there in this alternative, the amount of customers you can serve in North Tampa with a treatment plant is roughly one-fourth as much as you would if you can pump it from Howard F. Kern up there. So the cost is just not financially feasible.
Smith said that Tampa Bay Water and Swift Mud potentially could share costs on a more specific plan to expand reclaimed, which included bringing the services to large customers such as Tampa International Airport, the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center, the University of Tampa, and other areas, as well as expanding it in the South Tampa region. Nick Kumis is with Greenlee and Hansen. He presented a plan on how to pay for the reclaimed water expansion, which included having reclaimed being cheaper than potable water, at least initially, but ultimately having the city raise those rates to make it comparable to potable water. And he recommended what he called a readiness to serve charge.
That would be a monthly charge to help recoup the city's portion of that capital cost to put that system in front of in those neighborhoods. And everyone in that service area would pay those fees until they hook up to the system. And then for large users, as Mike, the city's in negotiation with several of those, like the airport, who may want to contribute capital funds to actually build the pipes to get to their facilities. And if we do that, then the user rates could be negotiated on a case-by-case basis.
One of the recommendations by the consultants to implement the plan is to make it mandatory for all of those in South Tampa who can hook up to the system. CDM's Mike Smith said he wanted to force those to get on the system by the end of this year.
No more drinking water for irrigation after December 1st of 2009.
Councilman Charlie Miranda has been a large enthusiast for reclaimed water. He said he knew the idea of mandating that citizens use such a service could be considered a form of excessive government, and he wanted to make sure that those who might have a financial hardship were treated accordingly.
I've read the paper, and I read what I see. I turn the page, and I get disgusted because it's like telling them, you will or you're on the way out of here. And that's not the way to do business. I'm not blaming anyone here. That's just the way I think. So when we do that, we have a tendency of the people turning against us while we're trying to do something for the betterment long term. So what I'm saying is, do we have a layaway plan in place? No.
Councilman John Dienfelder said he also supported the plan with some caveats and said simply requiring people to get on reclaim by December was unrealistic.
I think what we need to do is do this now, but I think there needs to be a longer grace period so the community can be on notice perhaps for a year or two. I mean, we need to make it finite, 12 months or 24 months, and say, as of this date in 2011 or whatever, that's it. Okay, but I don't think December of 2009 is enough time.
Councilman Charlie Miranda also brought up the idea that is currently being studied by Swift Mud, that is, injecting treated wastewater into the Florida aquifer.
I've spoken to different groups about things that people won't dare speak about. And I tell them, would you be willing to drink sewer water if I could guarantee it's cleaner and better than the water that you have in front of you now? And you know what the majority of the answer is? Yes.
Miranda referenced the infusion of treated wastewater in Orange County, California. Last year, the county began operating the world's largest water reclamation plant, which can turn 70 million gallons of treated sewage into drinking water every day.
What I'm real concerned about is that we're going to lose an opportunity here, and our reclaim is going to be somebody else's recharge. Well, that sounds great, but when you start looking at the numbers, you're going to buy your own reclaim water from recharge water where you don't have water at three times the rate that you could have gotten for. So I'm saying we should take something to the public and let them decide if they want to save 25 or 30 million gallons of that water.
Councilman John Dingfelder picked up on Miranda's thoughts, but expressed concerns that have been discussed globally about what is known as aquifer recharge.
The concern that I have, and I just asked my aide to, you know, pull some, you know, Google that up, is, you know, people are talking about this all around the world. How safe is it?
Right.
Okay, and I know, I don't have any doubts. Brad Barrett is here, Steve Dagnall is here. Our staff that provides us wonderful drinking water day in and day out is not going to, you know, intentionally endanger us.
Right.
But my concern is, and it's not just my concern, is that when you read these reports and when you read this stuff, there are still international concerns about hormones that are in our reclaimed water that we haven't figured out how to get them out yet. And there are hormones there because we take medicine, I guess, and those medicines end up in our reclaimed water. They end up in our sewage and they go to our reclaimed water, and we haven't figured out how to get them out yet. Another thing mentioned, antibiotics are in our reclaimed water, and pesticides to a certain degree might be. And they refer to these generally as endocrine disruptors.
Right.